In less than the blink of an eye, Michael Phelps touched the wall ahead of Serbia's Milorad Kovac to win the men's 100-meter butterfly. No one in the water cube who witnessed the race knew who had won. Neither did Phelps or Kovac. The answer came from the electronic timing system, which showed Phelps had touched in 50.58 seconds. He commented on the mere 1/100th of 1 second difference from Kovac.
1/100th is the smallest margin of victory in our sport, and it was pretty cool. I guess that's all I could say.
Serbia immediately filed a protest once the results were shown on the water cube scoreboard. Phelps was only seventh at the 50-meter turn, and it seemed impossible that he could have surged in front at the end. But officials from FINA, swimming's world governing body, quickly reviewed the finish. Ben Akumbo of Kenya was the event referee.
It is evident from the video that it was an issue of stroking. One was stroking and the other was gliding. We use automatic timing systems, and the timing system in this case was in perfect order.
Kovac was not interested in the protest. He simply was thrilled to get a silver medal.
It is a gold medal at stake. It's a difficult thing to lose, but you know, you have to understand that I came into this competition with the goal to win a bronze medal.
That bronze went to Andrew Lauterstein of Australia. By another margin of 1/100th of a second, he edged previous world record holder Ian Crocker of the United States off the medal podium. Phelps is now tied with fellow American Mark Spitz, who won 7 gold swimming medals at the 1972 Munich Olympics.
It really shows that no matter what you set your imagination to, anything can happen. You know, if you dream as big as you can dream, anything is possible.
Michael Phelps' dream is to win an unprecedented 8th gold medal on Sunday. He will have to rely on his teammates to do it in the difficult 4x100-meter medley relay final. At the Beijing Olympics, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.